Hello, listeners, and welcome to episode 77 of the Nigeria Football Weekly podcast with me, your host, Olu Oke. And yes, we have another eventful week to report on in terms of Nigerian footballers and their performances in Europe over the past week. Without any further ado, let's get into it, starting with the Premier League as usual. And Taiwo Awoniyi was back in action for Nottingham Forest over the past week, initially in the FA Cup in the midweek last week, where they lost 1-0 to Manchester United, courtesy of a winning goal from Casemiro. Over the weekend, Nottingham Forest were unlucky again. They lost 1-0 to Liverpool with the last-minute Darwin Nunez winner. Taiwo Awoniyi came on and played the last 25 minutes, and in a way, he was kind of, him and Hudson-Odoi were kind of culpable for the goal. I don't know what they were doing. They were dilly-dallying outside the box with the ball, and next thing you know, McAllister got the ball and crossed it in for Nunez. So not the best showing by Awoniyi. Olaina still injured from AFCON, so he didn't feature in the game. Next up for them, they play Brighton away on Sunday, which is going to be a tasty, tasty tie, especially because Brighton have been really, really, really awful over the past few weeks, you could say. Next up, looking at the Fulham boys, they continue to do really, really well. Alex Iwobi and Calvin Bassey, both of them started over the weekend in their 3-0 win over Brighton. Really, really good performance. That's back-to-back wins for Fulham now in the Prem. And next up for them, they play Wolverhampton away on Saturday. So that should be another very interesting clash. And finally, in terms of our Premier League contingent, Frank Onyeka started the game on Saturday as Brentford drew 2-2 at home to Chelsea. He did get the assist for Wissa, but I don't know if we could really give him the assist in reality. What really happened was that he touched the ball and it was in the air, and then Wissa did that bicycle kick that we've all seen. So I don't know how much credit we should give Frank Onyeka for that one, but fair play, you know, they all count. Next up for Brentford, they play against my Arsenal on Saturday at the Emirates. That's going to be a very, very tough clash for Brentford, and hopefully Arsenal could win the game. In other fixtures in the Premier League that took place over the weekend, we saw Newcastle beat Wolverhampton 3-0 at home. Very, very good performance from the Magpies. Tottenham beat Crystal Palace 3-1, coming from behind yet again. Their three goals were all in the last 15 minutes of the game. We saw West Ham beat Everton 3-1 at Goodison Park, and Beto missed the penalty, then he scored again, and then West Ham just ran riot in the second half. And Suchek scored, in my opinion, one of the goals of the season. Like, you need to see this. Like, took it on his chest, used the outside of his right boot, and put it into the bottom, into the top left corner of the net. Just a wonderful finish by all accounts. And then on Saturday, we also saw Aston Villa get a last-minute winner by Lucas Digne to beat Luton Town 3-2 at home, at Kenilworth Road, sorry. Ollie Watkins on fire, man. Another two goals for him. So he's definitely going to the Euros for sure as Harry Kane's backup. And then on Sunday, we saw Bournemouth beat Burnley 2-0. Burnley are garbage, man. Burnley, I don't know what they've done in the Prem, but they need to go back ASAP. And then we saw Man City put Man United to the sword. Yes, Rashford scored a great opening goal to make it 1-0, but then Phil Foden took over the game, and what a show by the player, man. And then Haaland wrapped up the points to make it 3-1. And then last night on Monday Night Football, my Arsenal beat Sheffield United 6-0. I mean, just another surgical clinic of football. Like, that's what, three consecutive games where you've beaten the away the home team by up to five goals now for Arsenal. We are looking very, 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 very good. And hopefully we keep up the form going forward. Speaking of going forward, the next set of Premier League games that we have to witness on Saturday, Manchester United will be hosting Everton at Old Trafford. We'll see Crystal Palace host Luton Town. Bournemouth host Sheffield United. Wolves host Fulham. And those are the 3 p.m. games on Saturday. Arsenal then play Brentford in the 5:30 p.m. kickoff on Saturday. If we win that game, we go top of the league because Liverpool and Man City don't play until Sunday, which is a 3:45 p.m. kickoff in the UK. Before the Liverpool-Man City game, we see Aston Villa host Tottenham at Villa Park. That should be a very, very tasty game. And then West Ham host Burnley and Brighton host Nottingham Forest. Before Monday Night Football, well, Chelsea will wrap up the fixtures playing against Newcastle at home at Stamford Bridge. So that's it for the Premier League for this week. Moving on to the Championship, Kelechi Iheanacho returned as a substitute for Leicester City in the 64th minute on Wednesday, and he got an assist in the 105th minute for Isak Fatawu's winner in the FA Cup against Bournemouth. Leicester City won 1-0 away. And then in the league, yet again, they lost their third straight game. They lost 2-1 at home to QPR on Saturday. Iheanacho did not play. So Leicester are still top of the championship, but they've been on a bit of a wobbly run so far, losing their last three games. But hopefully they could figure that one out and continue to dominate the championship like they've done for most of the season. Next up for them, they play Sunderland away tonight, and then they play Hull City away on Saturday. So that should be an interesting one, to say the least. Southampton, currently in fourth place, you know, firmly in the playoff positions. Jaribo did start in the FA Cup on Wednesday when they lost 3-0 to Southampton. Sorry, that was last week, Tuesday. And then over the weekend, he came on for the final 20 minutes. And would you believe it, he scored the winning goal in their 4-3 win over Birmingham City. So shout out to you, Jaribo. Next up for Southampton, they play Preston at home on Wednesday, and then they host Sunderland at home on Saturday. So hopefully we can see Aribo get some more minutes for Southampton. Speaking of West Brom, Semi Ajayi continues to be benched since he returned from AFCON. He was benched in a 2-1 win over Coventry over the weekend. And it's never nice to see a player who played really well in a tournament come back to his club side and can't even get back into the team, especially when it's a championship team. But I kind of understand it. West Brom are currently fifth in the league. They're in the playoff position. So if they've been playing well and their name broke, there's no need to fix it. So hopefully we can see Semi Ajayi get some minutes in the coming games. They play QPR away tomorrow night on Wednesday. And then they play Huddersfield away on Sunday. And then moving on to the Watford boys, Emmanuel Dennis and Tom Dele-Bashiru, both of them played in their 1-0 loss to Millwall over the weekend. It's not looking good for Watford, man. They're 12th in the league, and it looks like their promotion hopes are seriously dwindling. Next up for them, they play Swansea at home on Wednesday, and then they play Coventry at home on Saturday. So, to be honest, if they want to have any chance of being in the playoffs, it's safe to say that they need to win both of those games, because at the moment, it's not looking good for them. They are 12 points off the playoff position. So safe to say they need to step it up over the next few game weeks if they really want to try and push for the playoff spots. And then Jamilu Collins also, his team Cardiff are not looking good either. He did come on for the final 13 minutes in their 1-0 win over Bristol over the weekend. They are 11th, so doing just slightly better than Emmanuel Dennis's Watford. But also for them, promotion seems like it's a bit far-fetched at the moment. Next up for them, they play Huddersfield at home on Wednesday, and then they play Ipswich at home on Saturday. Moving swiftly on to Serie A, and Victor James Osimhen. He was back in the goals. On Wednesday, he scored a hat-trick. He scored 3 goals and got another assist as they put Sassuolo to the sword in a 6-1 victory on Wednesday. Clinical performance. Took him to double figures for the season in Serie A. He's now scored over double figures in Serie A for 4 consecutive seasons. Looking very good and getting back to form. However, on Sunday, he did miss a penalty as Napoli beat Juventus 2-1 at home. He won the penalty, to be fair, must be said. And this was in the 88th minute. Really, really poor penalty. I'm not sure why Osimhen's not a good penalty taker, man. It's the one aspect of his game that really, really annoys me. Like, he should be putting his foot through these pens and smacking them. But it was another team effort. It's like he literally shot it straight down the middle, to the middle / the right. Szczęsny just grabbed the ball but pushed it out. And then Raspadori came in and hit the rebound into the net. So, shout out to Raspadori for saving Osimhen's blushes. Fair play to Osimhen for still winning the pen, but no more pen misses, Victor, please. Like, I'm begging you. But either way, he did score a hat-trick in the last week of football we've been covering. Next up for them, they play Torino at home on Friday. So hopefully they can continue to win games, because they're still in the hunt for the Champions League, to be fair, looking at their position. They're now up to 7th, so let's see how they can perform. Sabo Chukwueze, on the other hand, he was benched in AC Milan's 1-0 win over Lazio over the weekend. Let's see if he gets some minutes on Thursday as they're back in Europa League action against Slavia Prague. And then they play Empoli at home on Sunday. Moving on to Atalanta, who are 6th. Ademola Lookman started the game and was finally back into the goal, scoring his first goal of 2024 in Serie A. I believe it's his 8th or 9th goal overall in the league this season. But they did lose to Bologna 2-1, which is really, really annoying. It must be said, Bologna are 4th in the league, so they're doing really, really well, and they just might make the Champions League. But anyway, Lokman's Atalanta are back in action in the Europa League as well. They'll be playing Sporting Lisbon away tomorrow on Wednesday. We know most Europa League games are on Thursday, but there's an anomaly where Sporting Lisbon have to play on Wednesday. I think it's because of Benfica or Porto's European fixtures too. And then Atalanta will play Juventus away on Sunday. So that should be a cracking tie to watch Ademola Lookman perform in. Ebenezer Akinsamiro was benched for the last two games the Inter Milan have played, both the 4-0 win over Atalanta in midweek, and he was also benched in their 2-1 win over Genoa yesterday. So it looks like minutes will be far and few between for the youngster, but it's okay. Inter are romping to the league. They're so far ahead. They're going to win the league probably in the next month. Honestly, they're that good. So let's see if Akinsamiro can get some minutes here and there. Moving on to Udinese, Maduka Okoye yet again started in their 1-1 draw over Salernitana over the weekend. Isaac Success was an on-new sub in that game as well. Next up for them, they play Lazio away in the Monday night football game in Italy next week. And then David Okereke did not feature for Torino in their 0-0 draw against Fiorentina. Let's see if he plays in the game against Napoli away on Friday. And then finally, bottom of the league, Salernitana. Simino Anko was benched and Chibukem Ikuemesi played 19 minutes in their 2-0 loss to Monza over the weekend. Next up for them, they play Cagliari away on Saturday. And then moving on to the Bundesliga, we know Bayern Leverkusen continue to romp towards the league. They are now 10 points ahead of Bayern Munich, who are in second place after beating Cologne 2-0 over the weekend. Nathan Teller played 45 minutes of this game, which was good to see. While we know Victor Boniface is still injured. Hopefully, they can finally win their first Bundesliga tie, but it is looking really, really good for them. However, they are in action in the Europa League on Thursday, where they will be playing Karabakh away, and then they host Wolfsburg at home on Sunday in the league. Moving on to La Liga, Omar Sadiq was in serious action over the past 7 days. Initially in the Copa del Rey, they played against Mallorca. He was 104th minute substitute as they drew that game 1-1. And then they went on to lose 6-5 on penalties in the Copa del Rey semi-final. So Real Mallorca move on to the final where they'll play Athletic Bilbao. And then over the weekend, we saw Omar Sadiq play all 90 minutes as Real Sociedad lost 3-2 to Sevilla in La Liga. However, there is chance for redemption. Later tonight on Tuesday, the Champions League returns. PSG come over to Real Sociedad. So Real Sociedad have the chance to try and see if they could claw back from the 2-0 first leg loss that they suffered against PSG. So let's see how that happens, how that gets on today, and if Omar Sadiq plays. And then they play Granada away on Saturday. Moving on to League One to wrap up the top five leagues. Terry Murphy scored the opening goal in a 2-1 loss for Nice over the weekend against Toulouse. He did get a yellow card as well, which is not great. To be fair, Toulouse were much better in this game. And Nice are sliding down the table a bit too much for my liking. They're still fifth, so there is the chance to still get the Champions League. But I want to see some more from Murphy, and hopefully he will deliver. Next up for them, they play Ako Adams' Montpellier at home on Friday. Moving on to Nantes and Moses Simon. He played 90 minutes in their 2-0 loss to Metz over the weekend. Next up for them, it does not get any easier as they play Marseille away on Sunday. And then moving on to Lyon, Gift-Urbain. Gift-Urbain continues to struggle for Lyon so far. Doesn't look like he's settled yet or he's yet to hit form. He did play in the French Cup over the midweek, where he came on as a 61st minute substitute in their 0-0 draw against Strasbourg. Lyon did win the game 4-3 on penalties in the French Cup, and Gift-Urbain also scored his penalty. However, he did start over the weekend as they lost 3-0 at home to Lens. Really, really, really bad performance from Lyon, and they remain 11th in the league. Next up for them, they play Lorient away on Saturday. So hopefully we can see Gift-Urbain get his first Ligue 1 goal soon. And then speaking of Ako Adams and Montpellier, he did start and played 18 minutes in their 2-2 draw against Strasbourg over the weekend. So let's see if he can get back on the score sheet when he faces Terry Murphy's Nice away on Friday. So that's it in terms of the top five leagues for the past 7 days. You know, really, really good performances across the board. And it's really nice in particular to see our superstars like Osimhen and Lookman back in on the goal action. So moving on to the rest of the leagues in Europe, starting in Portugal as usual. We know Zaidu Sanusi is out for the rest of the season for Porto. However, they did beat Benfica 5-0 over the weekend, which I thought was worth mentioning, even though they still remain third in the league. Unbelievable result for Porto, and it will give their confidence a good boost ahead of them facing Arsenal in about 7 days' time. Moving on to Boavista, Bruno Onyemachi and Chidozie Awuzie both featured in their 4-0 loss to Braga in midweek. Onyemachi started the game and Awuzie played 25 minutes. And then both of them started the game on Monday night as Boavista drew 1-1 in their home game against Famalicão. So not looking that good. They're 12th in the league, so it's not the best we've seen so far. But at least they're starting games, and it's good to see. Next up for them, they play Morirense at home on Sunday. So let's see if they can get back to winning ways in the league. And then Kelechi Iheanacho played 61 minutes on Monday as Chaves lost 5-1 at home to Arouca. They're 17th in the league, real risk of relegation. No real surprise. You know, Iheanacho's not had the best career since that under 17 tournament, if we're being honest. I don't know who we're going to blame, but it is what it is. Next up, they're in action against Gil Vicente away on Monday, and they need those points to avoid relegation. Moving on to the Belgian league, Rafael Onyedika was benched in their 2-0 loss against Union Saint-Gilloise in midweek. And then over the weekend, he played 79 minutes as they beat Genk 3-0. At home. So well done to Onyedika. Club Brugge currently remain third in the league. He will be in action in Europe as well on Thursday in the UEFA Conference League as they go away to Molde. And then Club Brugge will then face OH Leuven at home on Sunday. Moving on to Royal Antwerp with Alassane Youssouf, Chidera Ejike and Victor Udo. All of these players featured in the midweek as they beat Östersunds 3-0 in the league. And then also over the weekend, they beat St. Truiden 3-0. Alassane Youssouf started the game. Chidera Ejike was excellent in the game. He got one goal and one assist. Really, really good performance. And then we saw Victor Udo come in for 1 minute to wrap up the game. So shout out to you, Chidera Ejike. I really, really have faith in you, and it's good to see you play well. We'd just like to see some more consistency, my friend. So hopefully that could come in the next few weeks. And then next game for them, they play Kortrijk away on Saturday. Moving on to Genk, who are sixth in the league. Yerasoro replaced Tolu Arakudare, both Nigerian players, in their 3-0 loss to Onyedika's Club Brugge over the weekend. What's interesting is Tolu Arakudare played the first 7 minutes and also missed a penalty. And then Yerasoro came on to replace him but couldn't really make a difference in the game. Next up for them, they play Standard Liège at home on Sunday. So let's see if they could get back to winning ways. And then finally in Ghent, we got the recently capped Nigerian international, Jordan Torunariga. He played 23 minutes in their 4-2 loss to Standard Liège. Let's see if he could be in action and start the game against Union Saint-Gilloise on Sunday. It is very unlikely. Union Saint-Gilloise are top of the Belgian league, so it's very unlikely that Ghent will win the game, but it's football. You just never know. And then moving on to the Turkish league, Bright Osay Samuel. Initially in the midweek, he was taken off in the first half in a 3-0 loss versus Ankaragu in midweek. However, over the weekend, Fenerbahce got back to winning ways. Osay Samuel also got on the score sheet. He played 66 minutes and scored the opening goal as they beat Hatayspor 2-0. He will also be in action in Europe as they play Union Saint-Gilloise away in the Conference League on Thursday. And then they play Pendikspor at home on Sunday in the Turkish League. Paulo Nuachu is now injured. He got a broken foot. So hopefully we can see him return soon, probably in late April. Fisar Delibashiru's Hatayspor. We know that they lost to Fenerbahce 2-0. However, he did play 261 minutes, continues to get good minutes under his belt. Next up for them, they play Kayserispor away on Sunday. And then Kenneth Omero's Kasımpaşa remained fifth in the league. He did play 90 minutes as they drew 0-0 to Sivasspor. Next up for them, they play Istanbulspor away on Sunday. And speaking of Sivasspor, I must confirm that Ahmed Musa has had his contract terminated by Sivasspor, who are ninth in the league. To be honest, it's not that surprising. He's started 2 games. We've seen him in Kano for most of the past few weeks. Let's be honest, Ahmed Musa has not been acting like a football player. He didn't play a single minute in AFCON. He's barely played this season. And they tell us he's 31, but the fact he's even comfortable chilling in Nigeria while the league season is going on, that's not a good omen. But if it's time to come and be shouting, you're the captain of Super Eagles, we'll see Ahmed Musa's front and center. The truth is, I think after AFCON, he should have announced his retirement from the national team. Yes, Nigeria likes all this respectability politics, but the man is not playing football. He is not currently playing football. He's not a footballer. Yes, we've heard reports that Sivasspor haven't paid him, but Sivasspor have players who are playing right now. So who's cooking up that story? They're ninth in the league. So I know who I believe. And to be fair, man, Musa didn't do anything just five performances in that team anyway. So good luck to the Super Eagles captain in getting another club, because it's not looking good for him, at least in Europe, I'm telling you that. So Nigerians, we can deceive ourselves that Ahmed Musa's captain and it's good for the morale of the squad, the leadership he brings. But no serious national team brings on a player for a freeload. Even if you're captain, you must still be playing. You must show that you're able to impact games on the football pitch. Yes, we thank you for what you did 6 years ago in Russia, but that was 6 years ago. That's a whole secondary school career, guys. We need to wake up, and I'm tired of the way they keep peddling these narratives around Ahmed Musa. He's not acting like a professional footballer. I'm seeing him being honored in Kano Pillars in Nigeria when your club side is terminating your contract. Go and play football or retire from the national team and we won't even disturb you or mention your name again. So God knows what's happening with Musa. We'll see if he plays again between now and the end of the season. But I think as an honorable man, since he likes to put out these honorable statements when things are not going well or if it's time to get the PR involved, I think he should retire from the national team. That's the right thing to do. Anyway, rant over. Moving on to the Scottish League, Cyril Dezers was back in action. He played 45 minutes in a 2-1 win for Rangers over Kilmarnock in midweek. He then also played 77 minutes in their 2-1 loss to Motherwell over the weekend, with Leon Balogun being benched for both of those games. Now, Rangers are very lucky that they remain first. That 2-1 loss was not good for them. But somehow, Celtic managed to lose 2-0 to Hearts the next day. So, thankfully, they haven't felt the effect of that loss. They will also be in action in Europe. They've got a very tricky tie against Benfica away on Thursday in the Europa League. And then they play Hibernian away in the Scottish Cup on Saturday. In South Africa, newly crowned Nigerian hero Stanley Nwabali was in action for Chippa United, who remained 13th in the league. He played 19 minutes and made two saves in a 1-1 draw versus Stellenbosch. Stellenbosch sounds like some, I don't know, Afrikaans name or something. Anyway, let me not get into that, but good to see Nwabali back in action. He will be playing Richards Bay at home on Wednesday. I don't think Richards Bay are in the PSL, so maybe that's a cup tie. And then the big one, he'll be in action against Mamelodi Sundowns, who are the best team in South Africa for sure, and arguably the best team in Africa alongside Al Ahly, away on Saturday. So that'll be a great test for Nwabali, and let's see how he performs in that one. Meanwhile, Orlando Pirates, fourth in the league. He played 19 minutes and then 1-0 win over Polokwane. They do play Cape Town Stars at home on Wednesday. And then they play Kaizer Chiefs at home on Saturday. So that's the big Soweto derby. Kaizer Chiefs versus Orlando Pirates is taking place on Saturday. If you check FIFA, there's only two African teams featured in the whole game. And you guessed it, Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates. So that's African heritage right there. And then just to round up the pod in terms of performances in the Czech Republic, Igor Ugbo did not feature for Slavia Prague in their last two games. They lost 3-2 to Sparta Prague in the cup over the midweek, and he was benched in a 0-0 draw against the same opponents in the league over the weekend. However, maybe that's because they've got a big away tie against AC Milan this Thursday in the Europa League, and then they played Tbilisi at home on Sunday. So I'm sure Igor Ugbo will be back in the starting lineup, unless he was injured. So that's it in terms of performances for Nigeria players over the past week. Star Boy of the Week, despite his missed penalty against Juventus, Victor Osimhen scored a hat-trick against Sassuolo. Hat-trick, 11 goals in Serie A for the season. Fourth straight season with double-figure goals in Serie A. Still that guy, still the bags man. So it has to be Victor Osimhen. Anytime you score a hat-trick in a top five league, it's a very rare occurrence. So shout out to Victor James Osimhen, my Star Boy of the Week. Nigerian news to bring you so far, just quickly. The Super Falcons will be in action against South Africa in the final game to qualify for the Olympics in Paris. Both legs will be played in April. The first leg will be held in Abuja on the 1st of April, and then the second leg in South Africa on the 9th of April. That'll be a very, very difficult tie because arguably Nigeria, South Africa are the two best teams on the continent. Jose Pesero also announced earlier this week that he's officially leaving his role as Super Eagles coach. thanks to him for his services and taking us to second in AFCON. But everybody knows how we all felt about Pissarro before the tournament. There's a part of me that's not happy because of the continuity that you'd like to see. But if there's one thing AFCON still showed us, yes, we did well in the tournament, but we didn't score more than one goal in any game against the game against Cameroon. And that was even a last-minute goal. We're still yet to show how we could really, really break down deep block defenses and perform against teams who were expected to really, really beat. So I still think that it's the right decision to let Pissarro go. I think it's always a good thing when you live on a high. So shout out to him for doing just that. I'm hoping, I've read something that Amunike is in conversations with the NFF, so I'd like to see him get a chance. I don't really believe that foreign coaches are better than us, and they won't understand the terrain as much as us. So let's see if Amunike gets a chance and if you get the role, but we'll update you with whoever is appointed as Nigerian national team coach as and when due. I've also heard that they're still searching for a fixture to play in the international window this month in March, and that is because our game against Argentina has been cancelled. It's supposed to take place in America, but it was cancelled due to visa issues for the Nigerian team staff. No surprise there. You on the mandate you shall stand. Continue voting for nonsense, and then you see how things affect you. Even Nigeria, with all our claims of giants of Africa, how can we have to cancel a friendly because of visa issues in 2024? Shame. Shame. But yeah, anyway, to finish the podcast, ones to watch for this week. Sadiq Omar is in action in the Champions League tonight for Real Sociedad against PSG. We have a bunch of our players playing in the Europa League and the Conference League on Thursday, but I really wanted to call out Cyril Deza's play for Rangers against Benfica. That has the makings of a glamour tie on Thursday. Victor Osimhen is back in action on Friday in Serie A, so looking forward to seeing him. Frank Onyeka's Brentford play Arsenal on Saturday. Big tie for Arsenal and for Brentford. Brentford have not been picking up as many points recently, so they need to steer clear of the relegation zone. And we know that Arsenal need this win to go top of the table, so let's see how that one goes. And then finally on Sunday, Ademola Lookman's Atalanta are in action against Juventus. So that's it for this episode of the podcast. Thanks for rocking with me for episode 77. I appreciate every single listener. Lots of games to look forward to. Please make sure you're talking and enjoy. Start with the Champions League tonight. Please remember to subscribe, follow, and like us on YouTube. Nigeria Football Weekly is the channel. And also on every social media channel except Twitter, we are Nigeria Football Weekly. On TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter, we are at NFWPOD. So that's it for this episode. I appreciate every single listener. Up Super Eagles, and I'll be back again next week to touch on the games that have taken place over the coming 7 days. Ciao, ciao.
Thanks for watching this video. Please like, share, subscribe, and click the bell to get a notification whenever we drop a video. You can also find our social media channels listed below. And of course, up Super Eagles and Nigeria, they ever carry last.